And we're returning to When Worlds Collide here for the second hour today on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Mark Anderson, a national reporter for American Free Press, where we cover some of the issues being discussed today, and that's at AmericanFreePress.net. That's AmericanFreePress.net, or you can call 1-888-699-NEWS for subscription and other information, 888-699-NEWS. Our guest today is Carl Pearson, an innovative New York attorney who has a very intriguing idea, and I believe very workable if it would catch on, that of a town attorney general, as opposed to leaving that power at the federal and state levels, where most often it's used to abuse the people's rights and sort of oppress the populace, as opposed to being a protector, a shield for the people. And what we've learned today is very eye-opening. If you're just joining us, you can call 1-800-313-9443 to get in the kind of conversation, or for those who've been listening all along or at some point. We also have Bill on the line here. Bill, what do you have to add to this conversation? Do you have a question or comment?
Well, good morning, and bless you both. Thank you so very much for excellent informative programming.
I was wondering,
just by way of demonstration project, if possibly your guest has become familiar with maybe CamusMagazine.com. If you could wiggle over to CamusMagazine.com, find out that it's a situation in which apparently is going on all over the Republic, and probably as a component of quote-unquote the accidental subprime whoops that presumably everybody is suffering with presently, and ostensibly triggered the decline in our markets. I have my doubts, but it deals with LCDC and the components of arrangement, corporate arrangement, where a city takes on a project and floats bonds, for the public using public money that strangely then gets converted over to the private sector and the corporations, and the public money then ends up building a private sector corporation with investors, and ultimately they have the property as well as the tax write-off, and the public is left, as in the case of Spokane Valley, with $342 million of debt on fraudulent, phony, non-performing bonds.
Ooh, what about that, Carl? That sounds right up your alley.
Well, let's take New York. A lot of bonds are floated in New York, and they're done for the purpose of basically taking this financing and the obligation off the books of government, but at the same time forcing the people to pay the costs of that. And it's just financial and political trickery, but it makes it look like the government owes less than it does when they take these bonds off the books of government, but the government is still there providing the money for it. And what it does is foreclose budgeting by the people. It increases the amount of obligation of the people without any right for them to oppose it at the ballot box. So I don't like what's happening. And in New York, there's a constitutional provision that is the cause of a lot of this, and it says that you can't have any payments by a government directly to a corporation.
Very interesting.
Yet we do that all the time, and we give $1 billion to a ballpark.
And we have brief messages here, gentlemen. Stay with us, Bill, if you would. A very interesting question. You're listening to When Worlds Collide on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Mark Anderson, American Free Press. And please stay tuned to call in. It's 800-313-9443.
Heart disease.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered.
This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. Last month, we ran ads stating that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. While the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen, it is estimated that over 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought of storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. 1-800-453-2202. Larry Matlick, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6 that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Act now. Call Ready Reserve at 1-800-453-2202 or visit us on the web at www.readyreservefoods.com. 1-800-453-2202.
And we're returning to When Worlds Collide for the second hour of this new show on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Mark Anderson, and we're really getting into some surgery today with New York Attorney Carl Pearson as our guest. We've got Bill on the line. Just hang on there just a sec, Bill. And we're getting into the concept of a town attorney general. For those just joining us, this is a very interesting concept. To summarize very quickly what we've learned today, we've learned that we're lacking a key public official at the local level who could right a lot of potential wrongs. Banks are growing exponentially, as our guest has described. We've all seen this in our communities as people lose their homes, as all sorts of economic calamity and problems are foisted upon us. We see banks growing like weeds. And a lot of this, as we've learned today, is from banks being exempted from state usury laws through the imposition of federal laws. And therefore, banks can charge whatever usurious and high interest rates and fees they want with virtually no recourse by the people and nothing to stop them. And they're reaping enormous profits. They're buying up prime land in prime locations, which drives up the cost of rents and leases for everyone else and ends up being more expensive products and services for the consumer, who is getting the double whammy of higher interest rates at the bank and higher prices at the counter. And what does that tell us, too? It tells us, as Gus Stelzer, a free trade expert, has explained in the pages of American Free Press, for which I write, it shows us that inflation is not just a monetary phenomenon. It's not just a question of banks printing, the Federal Reserve printing too much money and lowering the value of each dollar and thereby driving the price up. Inflation is also based on how fees are passed on from one to another, how high taxes are passed on in the form of more expensive products and services, and how high interest rates play a role and the way banks play a role in driving up the cost for everybody. So it's not just a question of printing money to make things cost more. It's a more of a multifaceted thing. But, Carl, and with our guest here, I'm not sure exactly where we were before the break, but what's the outlook for this thing? In other words, do you think that the concept of a town attorney general, its day has come? Do you think?
Absolutely. It will happen because it's necessary for people to defend themselves, and people means at the lowest level, where people can actually do something in a small town or village. They can appoint somebody, or they can have an existing lawyer be expanded into more than just representing the town in cases against the town. The town should be aggressive and go out and try to recover the money that is being spent by the town to provide medical care for the major retailer employees. Why should the town have to have the employees of the largest corporations of all be economic basket cases requiring the town to provide their health care? We ought to recover those monies by a lawsuit. We ought to stop people from moving jobs around and by suing them because of the benefits they got when they said they were coming into town, and now before those benefits have been enjoyed by the town, the corporation sells its assets to someone else and the town loses the employer. I think litigation is the way of handling this stuff. But going back to the school issue, there's a way that any town can reduce the cost of higher education for all of its town people.
And that is how?
Well, do you agree that the cost in many colleges is about $40,000 or $50,000 a year, including expenses?
It's up to that. I mean, there's some lower, but a lot of people even consider $25,000 or $30,000 a very difficult price to sustain.
Right, and the reason that the universities prosper is that the government provides funding through loans, essentially, so that people can borrow money that they don't realize they won't be able to repay. And then the university gets that money, and they say keep pouring that money in. They keep taking students, they expand, and it's that $40,000 or $50,000 a year that bankrupts the parents. It bankrupts our government by providing loans that can't be repaid. It hurts the students, who then wind up as debtors, and they can't get out of debt, and there's no bankruptcy for them.
So what good did that education do them, really?
Right. Well, the cost of education is now exceeding the expectations because what jobs are there? I mean, $8.50 an hour, and you're going to pay off a college at $40,000 or $50,000 a year. The parents take a hit. They never get their money back. The loans don't get repaid. The solution is a simple one. The solution is that every community could have its own equivalency college, and tuition would be only $1,000 a year per student.
And how would that work? We've discussed this a little bit. You were saying the employers or their associates could actually be instructors.
Well, you would want local people who knew what they were teaching.
Yes.
Rather than colleges and universities where the higher you go, you are further removed in many cases from knowing what's going on by the tenure. The longer you're teaching, the higher the better your tenure situation, and you really aren't active in many cases in local businesses, so you don't really know the latest happenings. But if you have local businesses providing the instructors, and you have local students that want a job, and you have a cost of education which is between, say, $2 per hour that you sit in the classroom. You sit in the classroom 500 hours per year. That's $1,000 of tuition. You live at home. You're taught by people who are looking to hire graduates. Now, if you're an employer and you taught people in that equivalency college, it gives you an equivalency degree but not an actual degree.
Interesting.
And if you were a teacher...
Let me stop you there. Is that because that equivalency college does not have the privilege of granting a degree?
Thank God it doesn't, because then it would be a high cost and would have to go through and charge the higher amount.
So it's a good thing it's not. Okay, go
no,
on.
No, you don't want it to be. See, any time you have a monopoly, you have an opportunity to cut costs by attacking the monopoly directly.
Yes.
So that if banks are charging too much, you have to think of what could be an alternative to the bank, and that is something that we're going to work out at some point. We're going to find out that there's another way of saving our money or paying credit cards without having to pay all that high interest rate. Maybe somebody will come forward with a credit card that guarantees that no abuse. The no abuse credit card might be the answer.
You're just as we would have alternatives to the regular university and college system, we could also have alternatives to banks.
Right. So
the Attorney General concept you're saying could be a catalyst in creating or encouraging these alternatives.
How about protecting?
Yes. Now, Bill, are you still there? We still have Bill from Idaho? We're really getting into it here. I believe Bill hung up. Bill, one last chance. Well, thanks for calling, Bill. For those just tuning in or those who have been listening, the number to call in is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. You're listening to When Worlds Collide, a new show here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our guest is Carl Pearson, a New York attorney, talking about the town attorney general, a heretofore unfulfilled idea that could go a long way in solving many ills at the local, state, and possibly even national level. Carl, the things you've described so far are really compelling, and a lot of people don't hear these things. How? Let's just kind of go this segue for a little bit. How is the mainstream press, as distinct from the American Free Press and other alternative papers, how has the mainstream press, if at all, reacted to this idea over the years?
No reaction whatsoever. There is absolutely no publicity, any press or anything on these ideas. It is totally dead. And the reason is clear, that it's adverse to the interests that the main press represent.
Would it be safe to say that the monopolistic retailers and the entrenched interests, the banks and whatnot, are prime advertisers and supporters of the newspapers? Perhaps even a board of directors in the bank might be a part owner of a newspaper. Is it this kind of revolving door conflict?
I think it's even worse than that. I think the overall governance of America and the direction that these people want to have America take is enhanced by the press that allows the people who control the country to do whatever they want. And they make sure that nobody finds out any alternative. It's as simple as that.
So it's not just fearing a loss of advertising dollars.
No.
It's really more of a control factor.
No, because the newspapers through Internet are being destroyed by the competition of Craigslist and others that are siphoning off the revenues. And I just noticed yesterday, and I should have noticed it before, but in reading the New York Times, I said, my God, this paper is small. I was used to a huge New York Times in terms of the physical size of the page. But
even on a non-Sunday, right.
Yeah, they cut it down, and so did the Wall Street Journal. They're all cutting down because they're losing readers, and they're losing advertising, and therefore they're losing their business. So they have to fight, too, to survive, and they don't know what to do. They're really in desperate shape.
Interesting, but still, you would think that perhaps embracing new ideas, ideas that rarely see the light of day, and winning new readers, you would think would cross the minds of these editors who spend a lot more time hiding things and censoring news from the American people than they do honestly and forthrightly talking about not just the problems and the drama and whoa, what are we going to do, but also solutions. And, well, very good, Carl. Hang in there. We'll be back right after the break. You've been listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network's new show, When Worlds Collide. I'm your host, Mark Anderson. And if you're just joining us, hang on, and we'll be back after these messages.
Are you looking for a one-
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Okay, and we're returning to the last half hour of When Worlds Collide, the new show here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Mark Anderson, writer for American Free Press, which is at AmericanFreePress.net, or 888-699-NEWS for subscription and other information. We've got just a few minutes before the bottom of the hour. I think Bill from Idaho let go. Bill, if you're still there, this would be a good time to get one more quick question or comment, and keep in mind our time is a little short before the messages. So are you still there?
Surely appreciate it.
Sure, yeah,
considering that the attorney's idea is so salient and timed, I surely hope that he pursues this CannabisMagazine.com case as a demonstration project of how beneficial his ideas would be. Because
can you sell that magazine for me again?
CannabisMagazine.com.
Okay.
Larry Shook, Sherry Rogers, Spokane, Washington.
I will look it up, too.
Yeah, I think it would be a national, if not world banking demonstration project of how or why, if we have 40,000 counties throughout the country, this could have contributed to ostensibly the private sector's subprime non-performance. But it goes a little bit further because, strangely enough, the attorney that was involved in fixing the bond deal for the city in his law firm was the ones that covered up the fact that the bond rating and the rating houses knew that they were not going to be performing and that they'd be at a B level before they'd maintain a triple A. And that was right before the collapse.
And Bill, what community is this? Is this Spokane, Washington?
Spokane, Washington.
Okay, and that's kind of
and it's very interesting that the then attorney that was participating in setting this up for the people with this LCDC arrangement with the government all of a sudden turns out to be the federal attorney, a U.S. attorney, and all of a sudden everybody recuses and nobody can answer the real question
okay.
of where the interests of the people were.
Well, very interesting. Hey, Bill, we're gonna check this out. I'm sure Carl will. I know I will. That's
thanks so very much.
Magazine. Yeah, thank you for calling, sir. And
your volume is really bad on your guest. The volume, we can't hear him.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll see if we can get him to talk up a little or make some adjustments. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Carl, I'm sure that you're intrigued by this. I'll certainly check it out.
Yes.
I think that's Kamas Magazine or however you pronounce it. Have you read that?
No, I haven't.
I think that's C like Carl, A, M like Mark, A, S like Sam, KamasMagazine.com. That's what our guest Bill from Idaho is referring to, ladies and gentlemen. Apparently about a bad bond deal in Spokane, Washington, and some real shenanigans going on out there. Perhaps something that our guest Carl Pearson's idea about a town attorney general could address. Before we get to the messages at the bottom of the hour, Carl, I think that we've covered a lot of ground today, but we were talking a little bit about how the mainstream press has essentially put this issue completely off their radar screen. They don't cover it at all. So that's got to make your job a little bit harder, although, you know, hopefully today's show will break a little ground. I certainly encourage any municipal employees or county or state employees who might be listening to call in at 800-313-9443. Perhaps you're a former city manager or a former mayor or whatever your position may have been. Again, that's 800-313-9443. What about a town attorney general? Could this be the one missing element in a nation where people seem to have no recourse? You go to the ballot box, you're not sure your vote is counted right by these electronic machines. You call the newspaper or write the editors or send a letter to the editor, nothing happens if they even run it. You try to get on the ballot as a third-party candidate, you find the existing two parties have stacked the deck. They write the ballot access laws. You cannot get on there as an independent candidate or independent party without spending all your time gathering signatures rather than campaigning while the main parties don't have to gather such signatures.
I have a solution.
What's that?
I have a solution for that in New York City.
Okay.
I have created 29 petitions to be signed by voters of New York City. And if we get 30,000 signatures on any one petition, such as the petition to give 100% campaign financing for anyone from New York City who runs for public office.
Public office at the city level?
At the city, well, anyone, I would like to expand it beyond the city level, and that will be an issue at law, whether the city is allowed to finance people running for something beyond the New York City office.
But
I think they should be able to.
For a second, so you're saying the town attorney general concept could also help, at least at the municipal level, of balancing things out so someone could have a chance to run as an independent for the city council?
Well, actually, we have a ballot initiative in New York City and every other town in New York State, which allows the town or city to pass a statute that the legislature does not want.
Interesting. Let's hold that thought, Carl, till after these messages at the bottom of the hour. Our guest is Carl Pearson, an innovative New York attorney with a very intriguing idea. Especially for those who have served in government, we encourage you to call in, 800-313-9443. You're listening to When Worlds Collide, a new show here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. See you after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
All you men out there, you need to listen up. By the age of 60, one in two men already have a prostate-related health issue. What does this mean? It might be an enlarged prostate, difficulty going to the bathroom, and a diminished sex drive. Not a pretty picture. If you're a man, you need to give your body nutrition to support prostate health. There's no question about it. Many people hear this and they might think saw palmetto, but there's something so much better out there. It's called Beta Prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. So before you try anything else, try Beta Prostate. Ignoring your prostate's not going to make the problems go away. Taking Beta Prostate is guaranteed to provide effective, all-natural support. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Call now and find out how you can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. Call now.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times in the last days that many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark a chip implant, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Is the beast and the Antichrist one and the same? Some believe all this is yet future. Others believe that it is in the past. 1 John states that the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth and what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's Word for the truth? Friends, all these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 1-888-211-1715, 1-888-211-1715. Please remember to mention you are from RBN.
And we're returning to the last half hour of When Worlds Collide, the new show here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're in our second week only. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. We've got Carl Pearson, a New York attorney, who's been our guest for virtually the whole two-hour period. This show runs every Tuesday from 11 to 1 Central or noon to 2 Eastern. And we've covered a lot of ground on the intriguing and, I think, very promising concept of establishing an attorney general position at the local level rather than allowing that position to more or less result in largely the people's oppression at the state and federal levels. Carl, what we've described so far is very eye-opening, how the universities and banks have kind of been let loose by the laws that should be restraining them, not being enforced, and or laws that do provide the necessary relief being overridden by federal law. We've seen a little bit of how corporate retailers like Walmart engage in unfair practices, as well as the banks and certain universities and colleges and things of that nature. You've talked about some solutions. what would be maybe an aspect of the county attorney general concept that we haven't covered yet here today?
Well, I think the ballot initiative is the counterpart to the town attorney general for the following reason.
How do they work together?
The town attorney general is to enforce law.
Right, as more of a protective measure for the people at the local level as opposed to this largely oppressive measure that we get from the state and federal.
Right,
okay, that's
but
the main function of the town attorney general. Now, what about the ballot part of
yeah,
it?
Yeah, but the town attorney general is to enforce existing law. How can you get new laws for the town attorney general to enforce?
Correct.
That is the ballot initiative. In New York State, every town, village, and county has a right to adopt any statutes that it wants as long as they don't conflict with the state statutes or federal.
Okay.
So I have created 29 different statutes which I'm offering for voters in New York City to adopt by signing the petition. One of them, for example, would require New York City to post on a website every single payment that it makes through any of its government agencies. They would have to post the name of the person getting the money, how much, who authorized it, what line in the budget required or allowed this payment, so we can have visibility, transparency of where $55 billion a year is paid.
I mean, that would seem to be so elementary, and of course the newspapers are loaded with sports statistics and where the nearest strip joints are. We don't have mainstream papers that even begin to tell us this information, so that would be a great public service. I mean, I can go to my bank account at so-and-so bank and look at a check that I just wrote and look at a copy of that check right on my computer screen. Why can't we do that with government spending?
And what would happen then if you knew that people who are contractors to repair roads, what would you do if you saw them getting paid $500 an hour to repair a road? You would want to go into that business and compete with them.
Interesting.
So what it does is it makes things competitive. It creates opportunity that the public can see and do something about. So that's just one issue. Another one is to have New York City finance anyone running for office. So much money to gather signatures. So much money at a primary, so much money for trying to get elected. In other words, how to get on the ballot, either by petition or primary, and then running for office. And the condition is that they not be able to raise any money at all until they've spent all the money that is being provided to them in these stages.
Interesting. Now, although you're talking about New York, these ideas with variations, could be applied in any state, any town, correct?
Well, California has a state initiative, the state referendum. And then a ballot initiative is a referendum under another word.
Right.
So in California, the problem is that these referenda, where a referendum may cost $100 million of money to be able to do something about.
At the
and then
level.
We see recently that the money for some of them came from New York. They were financing it. Two or three interests in New York were financing the California referendum. But where you have the right to have a referendum at a town level with 5,000 people living in the town, the costs are no more than shoe leather and bicycles and telephone and internet. There's not much cost to revitalize a town.
Very
you
interesting.
Can do it
what would be a couple other
government.
Ideas besides the election financing and the transparency by posting all government expenditures online and things of that nature? What's maybe one other one?
Well, for example, we would create in New York, and we've been gathering signatures. We would create an organization to investigate 9/11 to see what really happened that we can create by petition. It's a government agency that would be created by signatures, and the voters would be able to create it even if the government itself doesn't want it.
I'm thinking
the government.
I'm thinking that now this is very intriguing, and I alluded to this very briefly at the beginning of our show today. 9/11 happened, however it happened, we won't go into today. Who was behind it, how the buildings were brought down is beyond the scope of today's discussion. But you have this tremendous cataclysmic crime, and you have a district attorney, you have the state attorney general not even establishing a formal crime scene. Now, that alone is just hard to even fathom. Now, had there been a town attorney general, this additional layer, if you will, another position, how might that have been different on 9/11?
Well, as a government agency or a government official, it would have been much better if, let's say, the attorney general could have gone into court and demanded the creation of a crime scene. It would be somebody focusing on legal things who had the money to do it. If the town attorney general has the government financing because it's a government office, then you can direct that somebody do this. You can pay people to get this work done. Otherwise, it falls upon a citizen to do this, and people don't have that kind of money, nor are they thinking this way. You need somebody who's thinking about protecting the people. Here's another one that I have, my second one. Not that the order means anything, but arrested demonstrators will either get affidavits from the arresting officer, or the arresting officer loses his or her job.
Okay, and the affidavit saying what?
Well, to explain why these people were arrested, who arrested them. In other words, demonstrators are getting... sometimes policemen hide their badge numbers. They don't want to be identified.
Yeah.
In many cases. So I'm saying that when demonstrators are arrested, they either get an affidavit or the arresting officer loses his job.
Okay.
So
and
this way,
the demonstrator
will know who arrested him
and why.
Yeah, and why?
Now that would seem to be something that would protect free speech.
Yes. So that's a statute that I would pass. Another one is that New York City jobs are open to older applicants of any age where the only test is the ability to perform. Why can't a 72-year-old person teach in a college? Why do we have age things because they relate to benefits and stuff like that? Many people would just want the job. Why should they be deprived of a job because they're 40 years old when the police age requirement may be 39, if ability to perform should govern.
Right, rather than just assuming someone of a given age,
right,
just by definition cannot do that job.
Right.
Interesting.
And also, I would eliminate any subsidies to either buy or retain jobs in New York City. It's a big giveaway, $1 billion to a ballpark, $1 billion to Bear Stearns, $1 billion to the New York Times. They're giving away our money.
Whoa, back up the cart here. You and I, Carl, have touched on that in past discussions. $1 billion to the New York Times, taxpayers' money from the city coffers to the old gray lady where all the news that's fit to print. Are you serious here?
That money, I'm not accurate in that amount. It's a huge amount that they've given, and New York City has given the money to ballparks, to financial institutions, and to media, broadcast and newspaper.
Just literally tax dollars out of the public treasury given
to
the media.
That is correct. And what the excuse is that the newspaper is threatening to leave to go to New Jersey, or the ballpark will go to New Jersey, or the financial institutions will go to New Jersey. That's the excuse for us giving up billions of dollars to these people of taxpayer money.
Oh, to keep them and their jobs in town.
It doesn't. They're going to be here anyway. Don't kid yourself.
So they're really raising a false flag when they
Correct.
Say, well, if you don't give us this this largesse, this direct infusion, we're out of here.
Well, they're not. That's just the game they play to get the money, to get the subsidies.
Well, now, okay, so what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, here with our guest, Carl Pearson, a New York attorney, is on the one hand the creation of the town attorney general, a position normally relegated to the state and federal levels, to enforce the law, but not just existing laws, but new laws, and the way we bring about those new laws is through ballot initiatives, which would vary state by state. He's saying that New York is one state where ballot initiatives can be passed at the town level. Are there other states, Carl, that besides New York State where you could operate in a similar way?
I don't know, but I think that's something my website should address. Well, I address this at lawmall.com.
L-A-W-M-A-L-L.com, lawmall.com.
And it's the second option on the left, in the left banner. the left-hand banner has a series of options, and it's the second one that's there, and you turn to that, and it's about number four or so, the initiatives. I have 100 websites in LawMall, so it's just not LawMall. It's 100 websites that I've written.
Oh, hence the name LawMall while you shop around.
Right.
And you were saying lawmall.com/election issues.
Well, that's another website. That's also in that main area of political websites. I have one collection of political websites, and most of what we're talking about here is in that one collection. That's the second option on the left when you get into LawMall.
And then townattorneygeneral.com explains.
It's there also. It's very important.
And then
these are the
explain,
important political ones.
And that, and between all this, it can explain your concept of creating a town attorney general, which can work anywhere in the United States. And,
absolutely. And here's one thing we've forgotten that's very important.
Go ahead.
People no longer are wanted as employees, and I figured out a way that we can now change the way that people work in America. And I've created a website for people to put their tasks that they would like to perform, thousands of different tasks people can offer for free on my website, so that we no longer have to look for a job where someone tells us to do tasks for $8.50 an hour. We can then put down the high-profit tasks that we would like to perform, skilled tasks, and let people find us on the website, and we can work for a hell of a lot more per hour than $8.50.
Interesting, and that website is?
MyClads. It means myclassifiedads.com. So I shortened it to myclads.com.
That would be MyClads.com.
Correct.
MyClads.com.
Yes.
Interesting.
That's a revolutionary way. It's a universal employer that takes no vig, so to speak. It doesn't take a cut. And it allows people to offer their services throughout the world with a 50-mile zip code radius search. So that imagine if a small town, and I'm looking for one town in America that wants to implement it, a small town between 3,500 and maybe 6,000 population. I personally will go into that town and try to register for free as many people as I can who have internet access to join that website. And if we do, then you can have a 50-mile radius around the town where people will be looking to buy those services. I can create wealth for the town.
Right.
Prosperity. But no town has taken me up on it. People don't get this information. The press doesn't talk about it. This is a revolutionary way that a town can prosper. People in the town can offer their services. They can repair. They can do all sorts of things. There's 10 million different tasks times 20 that people could be writing down and offering.
Yeah, a lot of classified ads in the mainstream rags. If you get past their voluminous sports scores and other diversions and Associated Press, Wire News, homogenized news, and all that is, you know, I think what you said is a lot of the classifieds are just sort of like take it or leave it. Here's the $7, $8, $9 an hour jobs.
If for a person to put down 1,000 ads, all he does is put down the basic information about himself or herself once, then every classified ad can be no more than a little ad like a Google ad where you put down mow lawns, and then you have a URL to your own website where you give pictures of yourself, the equipment that you have, the hours that you're willing to do it, the results, people that say you're doing great. So my little ads that you put on there, you can put on in seconds, and then you can build a URL to further enhance your ad.
It sounds like to me, Carl, that what you do here with myclads.com is to look at things in the positive sense, too, of what can we do to make ourselves more prosperous, even as you cite the town attorney general concept as that new government position that could fight for the rights of the people and protect their rights and go up against certain banking laws and other laws and regulations that have shut out mom-and-pop businesses, that have diminished the middle class and strengthened and solidified the hold that corporate America has over the nation. And then you have, of course, your ballot initiative idea to bring new laws that the town attorney general could enforce, so he's not just left to simply enforcing existing laws.
Correct. There's a, we have different tools to use to make ourselves prosper again. We have the town attorney general to enforce existing laws. We have referenda and ballot initiatives to create laws that our government won't create for us because you know why. They're bought off. So yeah. The people themselves can do it. Here's a difference between voting for a candidate that made a lot of promises and voting for a petition. A candidate, once elected, you never see any of the promises. You know that.
Yeah, rarely.
But if you vote for a law to be enacted and you win, guess what? You get exactly what you voted for. You get the law.
And the more local that is, the better, because as you alluded to, these statewide referendums are not without their problems.
That is correct. And locally, that's the beauty in New York State. It's built into the Constitution of New York State. I will try to find out as to other states, but New York has it in the Constitution for the local level.
And it's probably accurate to say that what New York State does could catch on in other states.
I'm sure that other states have already picked it up, but I don't know where. I'm going to try to find out.
Yeah, being heavily populated and influential as it is. Okay, after these upcoming messages, we'll continue talking, finishing up this hour with Carl Pearson, our guest from New York, a very innovative attorney. You've been listening to When Worlds Collide on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll see you after these messages. Stay tuned.
Did you ever...
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Personal information should stay personal, but the growth of contactless ID cards, passports, and credit cards, and the proliferation of RFID has caused an increased threat to sensitive personal information, with the risk potential for RFID-enabled contactless cards to be read without your permission. Introducing Secure Sleeve and Secure Badge Holder products from Identity Stronghold. If you have a credit, debit, or transit card with a contactless smart card system, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have an employee ID, proximity card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you have a government employee PIV, CAC, or TWIC card, you need Identity Stronghold. If you received your passport within the last 2 years, you need Identity Stronghold. Identity Stronghold's secure sleeve and secure badge holder create a barrier to RF signals necessary to power and communicate with RFID-enabled smart cards and passports. Protect your personal information. Visit IDStronghold.com today or phone 800-610-2770 because personal information should stay personal.
And we're returning to When Worlds Collide here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Mark Anderson, American Free Press writer. which you can check out at AmericanFreePress.net or 888-699-NEWS. Our guest has been Carl Pearson, a very insightful New York attorney who has the concept very rarely heard in the United States due largely to media censorship and blackout, that concept of creating a local-level municipal or town attorney general to protect the people's rights rather than tear them asunder, and to protect their pocketbook and to help reinstill a legal structure that will allow people to prosper again and the middle class to recover. And he's got lots of ideas on creating that town attorney general position, also on how to create laws and not just elect legislators who don't keep their promises, but also to create laws through local ballot initiatives as opposed to statewide ballot initiatives, and laws where what you vote for is what you get, as opposed to candidates where rarely is it where it's what you vote for is what you get. And it's been a very spirited discussion here the last couple hours. And Carl, I don't know what information you care to give out besides websites. Is there a phone number someone can call for those who are not internet savvy?
Sure, 212-307-4444.
That's 212-307-4444. And that's in New York City, correct?
Correct.
Okay, I think that's in addition to the websites. We have townattorneygeneral.com. We have myclads, myclads.com. And we have lawmall, lawmall.com. And sometimes you could hit lawmall.com/election issues, plural on that, issues. Very interesting. It's very interesting what you've described in terms of what a town attorney general could do. What might be your next plan of action or your next strategy on this?
I want to create my own ability to get on the ballot by creating websites that give away free services, and then I can email weekly to the people that want those services and keep them up to date. And then when I run for office, I want to email them a petition and say, please sign it and mail it back. And that way I won't have to go through that high cost of gathering signatures by going out into the street. I would hope to be able to have 1 million people on a list and be able to ask the people on the list, would you too like to run for office, because I will collect your signatures for you at the same time in New York that I collect my own.
Oh, so you would be willing to run for town attorney general in whatever town that you...
Or state. Say if I ran again for New York State Attorney General, a statewide office, and I have 1 million people from New York on my list, I would ask each of them from their own zip code, I see a zip code, Buffalo, would you like to run for any of the following vacancies in Buffalo? Dog catchers, superintendent of schools, superintendent of police, and then I will put those people on the ballot by gathering signatures for them at no added time or cost when I gather my own.
And I think our time is just about up. You've been listening to When Worlds Collide and the Republic Broadcasting Network. This show runs every Tuesday from 11 to 1 Central, noon to 2 Eastern. You've been listening to Carl Pearson, the New York attorney. You can reach him at 212-307-4444 about the things he's been discussing today, creating a new town-level attorney general. And we appreciate you've been listening. We'll see you next time here on RBN.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you, Carl.
Right, bye.
All you men.